The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. April 6th on a Monday and 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. So if you have any questions at all, and I know if you're upset and you're bothered, and I'm posting on my Facebook and all the Instagram, if you want to call in, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, because we have a doctor, Niket Sonpal, a New York-based internist and gastroenterologist and adjunct professor at Touro College. He is live on the air with us right now, so if you want to give a call, it's 877-970-2999. I want you to be, you know what, we're going to get through this, but every day is a challenge, and you have the airwaves. We are here for you. Hey, Dr. Sonpal, thank you so much. I can't imagine how busy you are, sir. So we really, really, with great respect, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, absolutely. And I just got to say, Mr. Piscopo, a huge fan.
Thank you. Now I'm absolutely humbled. Thank you. Hey, so how do you think public health officials are doing in fighting this epidemic, Doc?
It's a great question, and it can be looked at in two ways. One, we can say that, you know, we're persevering. We're doing absolutely the best we can. In terms of the healthcare workers and the public health officials, we're in an unprecedented event. Most of the time, and many times when we're faced with something like this, it's normal to panic backward. But I think all of my colleagues in healthcare have panicked forward, given the nature and the level of hurdles we've been faced with.
You know, are you pleased? And this is, I'm always looking for positive news, Dr. Sonpal, you know. So are you pleased at the reduction of death rates here in New York? That's huge news, yes?
Yes. And what we're noticing is that there is starting to be an effect of numbers coming down. The hospitals that I cover and the patients we've seen, in the beginning, we saw deaths every hour. And it was at the level where it was so significant that you didn't even have time to grieve between patients. But now it's reached a point where we're starting to see it slow down. We're starting to see the country come together and unify. People are supporting healthcare workers like myself and the nurses and everyone within the four walls of the hospital. And to be very frank, it's actually kind of humbling to see how much of an outpouring there is of love and affection for all of us.
Well, you're the warriors on the front line, sir, and we really do appreciate all that you're doing. It's I can't imagine what you're having to go through. And Doc, I have to ask you, when you're in that situation and you're losing patients, is it mostly from the virus itself, or is it always coupled with an underlying condition?
So far, in my experience, it's been the virus essentially decapacitates the patient to be able to handle other components of the illness or the other comorbidities. However, there are patients who simply do succumb to the virus itself, and that's why it's so paramount for people to socially distance, isolate themselves, wash their hands, and not overwhelm the healthcare system with other specific complaints at the time.
Yeah, and I know it's too early to say, but do you think we've hit the apex, sir? The apex? Are we there?
I think we're still not quite there. I think we're sort of getting to the top of the Matterhorn right now. And I do feel like it's still getting there, but I do believe that whatever we've done has slowed our arrival at the pinnacle.
Well, I can't imagine what you're going through. And then when you go in, Doc, I mean, all your training, and then what do you wear, the mask and the visor, of course, the gloves and the goggles. You have to wear the goggles. And I mean, it's just like, I don't know, how do you get a feel? You can't get personal with a patient with all that gear on. I mean, that's why it's so admire difficult. What you're doing. It is, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. It is difficult. We do know that the city has a PPE shortage, and the outpouring of donations has been amazing at every institution. But when you do gown up and you do go into the room, there is a certain level of almost like a wall between you. But, you know, your voice, the ability to look into a person's eyes, hold their hand, tell them they're going to be okay, it still goes a long way. And you know, you just have to provide that level of comfort and trust that the medications and the things we're doing will get them through this.
Yeah, and then it's the breathing. I mean, that's terrible. It's like a COPD kind of condition, correct?
It's one in which it mimics a few conditions. It makes our alveoli, or the air sacs of our lungs, damaged. It affects the airways. It also precipitates pneumonias. It's kind of a very... I would almost call it like multi-pronged effect onto the lungs.
Yeah. Gosh, this is a voracious virus. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's political, how it got out or what happened, but the thing is, and I know there's more heart disease deaths, there's more flu deaths than this, but this is, have you ever seen anything this voracious, the way it attacks the lungs, sir?
No, I haven't seen anything like this before in terms of its ability to overwhelm both the lungs as well as the cardiovascular system. Just the sheer number of patients who get it, the way it works. There are people out there who believe that it's they would almost use the word efficient virus in the sense of how it does its job, quote unquote.
Hey, Doc, stay with me, and we appreciate Dr. Niket Sunpal, kind enough to join us, 877-970-2999. Hey, Doc, I don't mean to be morbid, but I always feel so comfortable enough on this program because we're blessed to have this audience that we're all on the same page. So it's like we're talking with family here. So when someone passes away, the death, and forgive me for being so morbid, do you have to do the morphine thing, you know, where you give the patient morphine because their breathing is such that they're just not going to be able to exist? I mean, so many people are dying. And is it the shortness of breath? Is it that they go into a coma? I mean, not to be morbid, please, but how does what are the stages that bring on the death like what's been happening by the thousands in New York?
Typically what it is, it's basically going to cause such severe oxygen deprivation, the person's go into cardiovascular collapse and end up having a myocardial infarction. So it's actually most commonly due to coronary disease or heart disease underlying. That seems to be one of the components in the ways they expire. So there are some patients, and it's very case by case, that the families may opt to say, you know, we want to proceed comfort care, in which we will make the patient comfortable, and we do the best we can in those circumstances.
Wow, you got a lot of heart, Dr. Sunpal. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
Now let's go to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, man, and Remdesivir. Mm-hmm. Are these working? Are they not working? Should we at least have access to them, sir?
So what we're doing is we're using them in a stratified sense that most people, when they're young and they potentially get sick with the virus, they're going to have a flu-like illness. We're using the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin in the patients who are sick enough to become admitted and require external oxygen tanks as well as, medications. The evidence so far has been promising. However, there's still a lot of data that needs to be collected and mined. I personally don't have experience with Remdesivir myself. We haven't used it at my institution. But the patients that I've seen on the hydroxychloroquine plus minus azithromycin, they seem to be doing well. I have faith in it. I have optimism, I would say. Yeah. And I'm hoping that time goes on, other medications can be approved as well as a vaccine. We know the trials underway in Seattle about mid last month. So I'm hoping that, you know, even the vaccination can also get ramped up quickly.
Are there different stages of this COVID-19? Because you know what happened a couple of weeks ago, Doc? I talked to Dr. Mm-hmm. Niket Sonpal, by the way, 877-970-2999. I don't mean to hog the doctor, but I'm a hypochondriac, Doc. I really am. You know, I worry about everything. So, but, you know, like a couple
of
weeks
ago.
I was running around, and then I could feel like I was great. It was Friday night, and then I came home, and then, boom, everything hit me, and there was a flu. I had, like, a chills. I had a slight fever, 99 point, maybe 6, not quite 100, and then, but I could mm-hmm. feel it, and I'm going, oh man, I got the what, and I never get sick this time of year, so I'm taking the right mm-hmm. supplements, I'm doing everything right. Then it went away in 24 hours. Would that have been a kind of a weird strain of the coronavirus, do you think?
I would probably say that it's probably not. Okay. I think what it was probably, you know, you're a hardworking guy, and yeah. You probably just caught something else. We have to remember that in addition to coronavirus being sort of on the forefront, there's still flu out there. There's still allergies. There's
yes.
still the common cold.
Yes.
And we're still susceptible to all of them.
Yeah, you're right. And allergies are really bad. We were just talking to our weather guy. He said the allergies are really, really bad. Hey, and doctor, can someone who has recovered from COVID-19 go back to living their life as normal? Their lungs aren't damaged beyond repair, correct?
As we know right now, the data on that is still coming out. We're basing a lot of our evidence on what happened in China. As we know, and from the patients we've seen so far, it's still too early to tell. But as from what I've been told, no, there isn't a long-term complication. But again, you know, long-term from the U.S. experience has only been a couple of months.
Well, so if you got it, I mean, yeah. And how do you know when to go to hospital, when not to go to the hospital? How do you make that decision, Dr. Sonpal?
So one of the things that we're saying is it's based on your symptoms. If you begin to feel short of breath, that's the number one thing that I would tell patients to say, all right, it's time to give us a call.
Yeah, if you can feel the shortness of breath. And doctor, if people are ordering food for delivery, because I worry about mm-hmm. everything, even mm-hmm. before this crisis, I worry about germs, you know, but should they order hot food? Because that's what I'm hearing, rather, and then maybe get it reheated? Because I'm afraid the virus is living on cold foods, like a salad or something. Am I right?
So the data on that isn't conclusive, as is the data on how long can the virus live on surfaces and how long can it live in sort of, this, like for example, an Amazon delivery. The data on that did come out was in laboratory conditions. So it's quote-unquote perfect conditions for the virus to live. When it comes to food delivery, I think we shouldn't be as concerned because the food was heated. However, what I would recommend is that when the package arrives, that you wipe down the exterior, wash your hands, obviously, before eating. If you're concerned, I would recommend going more towards hot foods than cold. But again, I wouldn't necessarily begin to restrict people's diets just based on the fear of that because we have no evidence for it.
Wow, this is so valuable information. Hey, Doc, before we let you go, the hospitals at the mm-hmm. Beds at the Javits Center on the comfort, mm-hmm. they're not being used. All we keep hearing, we hear from Governor Cuomo how overcrowded it is and the terrible situations. Mm-hmm. And are we utilizing the Javits Center yet? And are we utilizing the comfort to a degree that satisfies you, sir?
It's a great question. And the Javits Center, I believe, is still just shy of being completely processed, because to build a field hospital on that level, we have to give it to the National Guard and the military forces that are helping put that together. It does take a little time. The comfort, I actually had the pleasure of speaking with a few of the staff, commanders, and physicians just this past weekend regarding transfers. Their philosophy is intact. It makes sense as to which patients they're accepting and which ones are not. And I think they're also in process of essentially turning both keys, so to speak, as to when they're going to start filling up. And I think they're getting a lay of the land and doing their quote-unquote reconnaissance, as you'd expect, you know, a military vessel to do. But, you know, we're actually, for me personally, I'm comforted that the comfort is here and to help us out. And I'm sure that they're going to make a big impact in the city's, you know, approach to this.
And you see a light at the end of the tunnel, Dr. Sonpal, yes?
I have to. If we don't, we're going to have bigger problems.
Yeah, God bless you. You're a warrior on the front lines, doctor. I'm telling you. Thank you for the valuable information. God bless you. Godspeed, doctor, and thank you for being there for all
thank
of us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Dr. Niket Sonpal, New York-based internist. He's a gastroenterologist, adjunct professor at Touro College. Hey, Janine Pirro's going to join us. Oh, yeah. Put your seatbelt on, baby. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock right now with Debbie. By the way, Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
And good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to our essential workers out there traveling to and from work. We appreciate you more than you even know. 95 northbound, getting up toward exit 17 into Westport. That's a disabled tractor trailer in the way there. Watch for a slowdown here on 95 southbound into exit 27A in Bridgeport. An overturned vehicle, two lanes blocked, emergency workers at the scene here, as well as police. So, again, that's 95 south in Bridgeport, a car flipped right over. Now, if you're heading to the westbound belt at Bay Parkway, that's an accident. One lane remains blocked. New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur south at 15W. Construction taking two lanes. It's scheduled to be out there until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Alternate side parking suspended. Metered rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway plan in effect as well. Sunny today, high in the mid-60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. You know, I didn't want to plug Violence of Nature when I was on the phone with Dr. Sonpal, but I should have done it because I'm telling you, when I had that little 24-hour thing, I upped the Balance of Nature. I started taking more Balance of Nature, and everything went away. I had 24 hours. It was a flu. Thank God. I thought I had the coronavirus, you know? I didn't know. I was worried, you know? I was talking to Frank before we went on the air. I go, Frank, I think I had the virus. Five Boroughs is going, you didn't have the virus, Joe. Will you stop? I go, no, I think I had it. I really did. And I beat it. It was 24 hours. No. So apparently I didn't have it. But I'm telling you, this is for me. This is not a clinical study. I have to say that. Not an FDA-approved study. It's none of that. This is me. Something hit me on that Friday night about 3 weeks ago now. And I just said, I'm staying on this Balance of Nature, man. I'm telling you. And I took the capsules. I took more capsules. I upped the... Done. That whole whatever I had was gone in 24 hours. And I was working Monday morning. Just like that. Was it the balance of nature? Was it me being the tough guy, the tough Jersey guy that I am? Not so much. But I'm telling you, whatever it is, I ain't stopping Balance of Nature, and I want you to at least try it, because I worry about you. And now you get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Man, I'm telling you, now more than ever, I'm not making any clinical claims. I'm just telling you how it works for me. And for me, I'm always grateful to Dr. Douglas Howard and to his son Lex and his wife Sue and the great Howard family. This is miraculous for me. And I respectfully submit that it will work for you. Not a clinical study, not a claim. I'm just telling you how it works for me and Frankie, Mike Gallagher, Kevin McCullough, the whole morning team. 35% off right now and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Boom. Just like that. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Dennis Prager puts the virus in perspective.
It's interesting. The conditions that determine your circumstances through this are not financial. So it's always better to have money than not have money. That's a given. But if you're lower middle class and you're with a person or people that you love, you're in better shape than a person with money who is alone.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, We're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to GetMySilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to GetMySilver.com right now. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to GetMySilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 926 on AM 970 The Answer. We're the flagship station of Salem Media. On AM 970, The Answer, 50,000 watts out of New York, but around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. And really, this gal that I'm going to introduce to you with great respect and love is world-loved, and she's renowned, and she just crushes it every Saturday night on Fox News with Justice with Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jeanine. How you doing?
Well, first of all, it's my pleasure. I always get a charge out of you, and I'm doing as fine as I can be, sheltered in. You know, I have to tell you, I always thought I wanted to stay home and maybe eat bonbons and watch some Pinch on Netflix. I'm ready to hang myself. If I go through my closets one more time or take my dogs out for a walk, I mean, I can't. You know what I've done? I went into my pantry, Joe. And, you know, I have all these fixes for cakes, right? So every day I make a cake. I put it in the center of the counter. I look at it. The dogs look at it. It's a beautiful cake. And then we eat it. I mean, it's going to come out of this. 20 pounds overweight.
You got to follow the judge on Instagram because we all know you as the incredible legal mind that you are. You're so sharp. You're always so positive. You're such a great driving force. And then when you said you have jam, you had an empty jar of jam, and said I went through this today.
No, there are three, Joe. Three. I just sit there and I eat the jam, and I say to myself, well, here's the good news, Jeanine. There's no peanut butter and there's no bread. I mean, you're really dieting here. Think about it. So
that's
what
right.
I do. After I ran out of jam, I took out the peanut butter. Then I ate the peanut butter jar. I mean, who's getting who here?
It's so great to see, you know, your personal side like that, Jeanine, because we all know you. We all know you and love you like that. Hey, but by the way, I got to tell you, respectfully, Judge, and we'll get to the issues of the day, but I talk to you as a friend and someone who loves you so much. You look spectacular. You are in the shape of your life, girl. I'm telling you, I don't know what you're eating. You must be working out like a maniac. Am I right?
Can I tell you, Joe, I work out like crazy, but since this started, I'm not working out. I don't know why. I'm just eating.
What?
I'm like in a funk.
But your body, so you must have the metabolism where you just don't gain any weight. You look the best I've seen you, girl.
Well, you're very kind. First of all, I appreciate it. But I do have a crazy metabolism, and I have worked out my whole life. I mean, you know, I was very athletic as a kid, and I always danced and all that jazz. But in the end, you know, I think it's genetics. I think a lot of it is genetics. But make no mistake, this is not easy. It is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of these people who look so great for their age and you say, oh, boy, they're blessed. Well, in a sense, they are. But in another way, I mean, they are absolutely, you know, restrictive in terms of how they live and what they eat. I mean, I'm going to hell in a handbasket. Can you say that on radio? Hell in
a handbasket. Yes, you sure can. I have to tell you.
I'm down on you.
And full disclosure, too, Mitchell Modell. Oh, my gosh. I mean, did Mitchell, Jeanine, between you and I, dear friends on the radio, was Mitchell hitting on you on the, was he hitting on you on that phone call?
No.
I have
a lot of friends, a lot of male friends, you know, and I enjoy him and I enjoy you.
Oh,
I mean,
he's the best.
You know,
he's the
you
best.
Like to laugh. I mean, some people
yeah.
are so serious.
Thank you. Thank
you know,
you
say well, to yourself, my yep. gosh, you yep. know, and I want to share something with you. And it's really very sad. I had probably my best friend who passed away less than a year ago. And that combined with my blessed mom, rest in peace, who's not quite a year yet that she passed. But my best friend, I said to her, I said, you know, Mariana, I said, because she knew that she was dying. And I said, well, you know, what might you have done differently? And she just looked at me and she said, Jeanine, I would have laughed more.
Wow.
And I will never forget that. I mean, she was laying in her bed for, I don't know, a good 6 weeks, you know, in hospice at her home.
Lord.
And she said, I would have laughed more. And so, you know, not to be, you know, a downer here, but you know what? Life is passing and we're just passing through it. And,
you.
You know, as bad
Thank
as
you.
This may be, the bottom line is you got to laugh. And I love Mitch. I love you. I mean, I love all you guys who have a sense of humor, but are driven also. I mean, we work hard. You know, we're New Yorkers. I mean, we love who we are and what we do. It's great stuff.
It's so true. And you know what was so inspiring to me? And I say to you, listening, we're with the great Judge Jeanine Pirro. When Mitchell calls me and then Jeanine's on, you're going to do your show. You have a full network show with literally millions of people watching. And you're on the phone with Piscopo and Modell. And we're laughing back and forth. I go, what is this guy? And what I said, I said, Jeanine. Do you have a driver? I'm not getting near a driver. You made me laugh. And I came off of watching all the negativity on the news. And then I talked to you. You're so positive. You're so driven. You were so together. And the show, by the way, the show
Here's
this weekend,
I,
off
you know
the
what?
Charts.
I've been driving myself into the city, Joe. And I got to tell you, I kind of like it. Now, it could be that there's no one on the road.
It could be.
I'm not proud of my driving record. I mean, but at the same time, it's nice to be able to drive the way you like to drive. There's someone else on the road, but I walk my dogs a lot. I have these two standard poodles, so we're in, and you know, they look at me every day like, okay, you know, take us out. Now that they're used to me 24/7, they're going to be impressed when I leave to go back to work full time.
Judge, you did a great interview with Franklin Graham. That was so off the charts great this week, and about his efforts to help during the crisis. I mean, what do you make of the criticism from the left about what this guy is doing?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, the left hasn't stopped moaning and whining since November of 2016, and I just shut them out. Whether they're moaning about me or Franklin Graham or the president or anyone else, they ought to just get a life and do something positive. But that's all I'm going to say negative
Amen.
About them. But Franklin Graham, you know, when he was on Justice on this past Saturday, and he talked about the fact that it was the Palm Sunday, I think he called it Palm Sunday Eve, and he talked about how, you know, Jesus gave his life, and this was the beginning of Holy
that's
Week,
great.
And we
great.
Have to think about redemption. You know, we're a nation, Joe, found on Judeo-Christian ethics. You know, they may want it, they may not like it, but that's just too damn bad. The bottom line is this is who we are as a nation, and you're not going to change us. You're not going to turn us into socialists. You're not going to turn us into atheists. And you know what? It's fine. You want to be an atheist. You want to be an agnostic. God bless you. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. But don't tell me I can't practice my religion or that their friend Graham goes all over the world and has state-of-the-art hospital in our Central Park needs to be quiet about Jesus on Holy Week.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. It was a great interview. By the way, the book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge by Judge Jeanine Pirro. You got to Google Judge Jeanine and get this great book from this great gal. Hey, is it out of line to demand some accountability from China on all of this, Judge Jeanine?
Let me tell you, I am so furious with what has happened from China. And at the end of my open this past Saturday, I said, I understand the president is, you know, being, you know, when he's in a wartime footing right now, the president, you know, he's not criticizing anyone. He is just standing up there saying what he needs to say to try to keep us number one optimistic. He's not being critical of people who are critical of him. He's not counterpunching. This is a different president that we're seeing right now. He's in a wartime footing, okay? And but in the end, let me tell you something. He can say he's working with Xi Jinping and they're fighting coronavirus and all that stuff. But if China is not made to pay a price for what they've done, not just to us, but to the world, yes, in hiding the data, our own intelligence told us what was going on in China. And, you know, I got to tell you, Joe, the one thing that people don't talk about is China was getting its face smeared every weekend by the protesters and the Hong Kong protesters.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there were none. And then all of a sudden, there was this virus. Now, I'm not suggesting that one has anything to do with the other. But what I am saying is that China could have been more forthcoming. And we've got to stop relying on them for our medications. We've got to stop relying on them for money or and everything else. We are a nation that should be self-sustained in terms of energy, pharmaceuticals, materials, and everything else. And in the end, China must pay a price. It cannot be considered a global leader and sit on the stage with the rest of these nations who are suffering because of what they hit.
Amen. Judge Jeanine Pirro, and you know the president better than anybody. And by the way, can I ask you, Judge, I don't want to break confidences because you're so respectful, and that's why everybody loves you. You're so loyal as a friend. But the president does call you. Is it okay to ask you that? And he actually confides in you. How is our president doing, Judge?
Well, I'm certainly not going to ascribe to what you said, but I will tell you this. Joe, out of respect. I mean, I have known the president as Donald Trump and then president for almost 30 years. And we do talk, regularly. And he is one of the finest leaders this country will ever have. He is an optimist. He is a fighter. He has taken on the role, Joe, of someone who is almost like a father figure in terms of this nation. He's going to protect all of us. He's going to make sure that we all come out safe. And all this hogwash about hydrochloroquine and all that, you want to use it, use it. And you know what? Thank God he mentioned it. Thank God there are now people who are using it and have a sense of security and confidence. He is the ultimate fighter, and he is a president at a time when this country has needed a man of his ilk more than any other time in our history.
And I like it, Judge, when he fires the Inspector General for the Intelligence Committee. I thought that showed guts. I mean, that really didn't make the news because of all that's going on. But do you think that was the right thing to do?
Absolutely. Look, this president has the right, like every other president, to demand that the people that are within his realm, the people who answer to him are people who are loyal in the sense that they respect him and they respect the office. You know, we're not saying anything other than that. And every president has had the ability to appoint whatever leader, whether it's in the intelligence community, the NSC, the attorney general. I mean, let's stop with this hogwash where the left is saying, oh, you know, it's not right that he's appointing the person that every other president has appointed or fired someone that every other president has fired. You know, stop it. Don't let them. You know what? They're nothing more than background noise. This president doesn't care. He's going to do what he's going to do. And as sure as you and I are talking, Joe, he will be reelected in November because the American people now are home and watching this man day in and day out fight to bring information to the American people. Let me ask you this, Joe. How many people or presidents have you seen in your lifetime who have stood in front of a camera and have been cross-examined by the press, have brought out their experts, medical scientists, all of them, and let them be cross-examined, who brought out a vice president and gave him a major role? No, someone like Obama, he always had to be the leader. This president is sharing the stage and is allowing everyone to see what they're doing. He's more transparent than any other president I've ever seen.
Judge, you are such an inspiration. You're right on the money. Judge Jeanine Pirro, the name of the book is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. The next book is going to be Eating in Quarantine and Not Gaining an Ounce. God bless you. I don't know how you're doing it, Judge. Judge,
hey,
Jeanine,
Joe,
I love you.
I can't wait to see you again. I got to tell you, this sheltering in place is making me Lulu.
You are the best. We love you, Jeanine. Thank you so much.
Love
God
you
bless
more.
You. We'll
Bye.
Be watching on Saturday night. Thanks. Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's so funny. All right, Piscopo, in the morning. Hey, Christopher Hull's going to join us, author of the book, The Schiff Who Cried Wolf Blitzer. Yes, this is a comedic look at current events. You don't want to miss it. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05 right now. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Stocks sharply higher to start the week on Wall Street. Markets appear poised to rebound amid signs the coronavirus pandemic is slowing in Europe's hardest hit countries. Dow Jones is up more than 800 points after the opening bell. S&P 500, NASDAQ also up nearly 4% in early trading. Overworked grocery store workers across the tri-state will have Easter Sunday off to rest and recharge. BJ's Wholesale Club, Trader Joe's, the latest stores to announce they will be closed April 12th. Both of those chains are usually open on Easter Sunday. Grocery store workers say they feel they are in the middle of the coronavirus epidemic, serving anyone who comes into their stores. ShopRite supermarkets say 24 of their workers have contracted the coronavirus in the past few weeks. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway plan in place. No service on the B, C, W, Z, 6, or 7 Express. Let's go over to 95 in Connecticut. 95 southbound, slowing down by 27A into Bridgeport. It's an overturned vehicle there to watch out for. Watch for some slowdowns as well on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Looks like at the outbound GWB upper level construction going on till around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Bronx River Parkway southbound into White Plains, some ongoing police department activity there. And if you're going to be taking a ride over to 2828 eastbound in Scotch Plains, that's closed with ongoing construction. 17 south at 46 in Hasbrook Heights, accident blocking one lane. Sunny today, high in the 60s, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. we hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. So we're very pleased to tell you, Christopher Hall is a author and a funny cat. He's got a new book called The Schiff Who Cried Wolf Blitzer. This is an educational and comedic look at current events. Christopher, you're so kind to join us during this crazy time. How you doing, brother?
Joe, thank you. I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. This is a real honor to be on the show, and I think, without a doubt, the highlight of my quarantine, no doubt.
You are so funny, man. You know what I love right off the bat? I do a Wolf Blitzer impression, you know.
Oh,
hi, Wolf.
Yeah.
This is Wolf Blitzer. He always sounds petrified. Wolf Blitzer
does.
He's so scared. It's Wolf Blitzer. It's Fox. Fox News scares me. You know, with that voice, that high.
Yes.
What made you put that in the title? It is absolutely brilliant, man.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, you know, I think, you know, as we were witnessing Adam Schiff, you know, not only just last year, but all during the Mueller hearings, you know, it was lie after lie after lie. And so, the idea of the boy who cried wolf, and I think other people shared that, that was sort of the creative spark for me. but unlike the story, the boy who cried wolf, where the boy is actually held accountable and there are repercussions to his lying, with Adam Schiff and his lies, there's been no accountability. There's been no repercussions.
Yeah.
And so the mainstream media has helped with that. And therefore, that's why I added the element of Blitzer, Wolf Blitzer, because he's an aide to Adam Schiff and his lies. And so, you know, unlike, you know, the book that has that moral lesson where there is some accountability, here there's no accountability. He can keep going to the mainstream media, you know, and they keep propagating his lies.
So this is pretty much, tell us about the book, and is it a satire, or is it serious, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, Joe, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it definitely is a parody, it's a satire. I've spun it as a fairy tale in the Middle Ages, I think, just by virtue of
that's
thinking
funny.
About, yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny.
So.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Christopher Hall, the book is The Schiff, S-C-H, like Adam Schiff, Who Cried Wolf Blitzer. You got to check this book out. Adam Schiff is an alien, man. I don't like to say anything bad on the show. We always keep the tenor positive, and I don't want to say anything mean, but this guy is like with the eyes and going after every little thing. He can't let it go. It's scary. What's with this dude, man? It's good that you write about it and you're having some fun with it, but he's scary, yes?
You know, Joe, I'm like you. I don't want to, you know, make fun of anyone, but he reached the point where I think he just deserves to be called out. In this book, there are some funny sort of characterizations. So Adam Schiff is portrayed as the foolish court jester, and his illustration is that of a court jester.
That's great.
Wolf Blitzer, yeah, thanks. Wolf Blitzer is he's not the town crier, but he's the town liar, and so he's representative. Of how the mainstream, you know, is lying and, you know, propagating these sorts of tall tales.
That's a brilliant concept, man. as you watch the impeachment things unfolding, this is all going through your mind, Christopher. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I was frustrated, and it started as just sort of an outlet. And as I was getting, you know, starting to do it, I thought, well, you know, there's probably something here, and it was my own little way to push back against what I was seeing. I think it probably represents the feelings of lots of your listeners and people across America. And, you know, it was just one way of getting that message out in a creative way that I guess you could think of it as sort of not offensive because it's humor, and you know humor. And that's a way in sometimes of getting people to see something, think about something. And, you know, in some cases I think it will validate people's point of view and other ways, you know, may open people up to looking at things a little bit differently.
Yeah, but it's good you put the humor in, brother. I tell you, God bless you for doing that, man. I tell you, that's funny. It's such a bright concept, and I know you're very, very, you know, you're world-renowned as an author, and we want, if you're listening, the name of the book is The Schiff Who Cried Wolf Blitzer from Christopher Hall. Hey, where can we find the book? What's the best way to get it, do you think, Christopher?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Online on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's available as an e-book and paperback, and I think having it as an ebook during these days of quarantine is probably helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Just download it. Hey, brilliant stuff, Christopher. Thanks for joining us, Scott. Where do we find you this morning? Where are you calling in from?
I am calling from Jackson, New Jersey.
Oh, hey, man. So, listen, you're a great adventure guy. You're Six Flags guy right there.
That's
huh?
Right. We're waiting for it to reopen.
Are you a Jersey guy? Is that where you're from originally?
I am, Joe. I am a Jersey guy. And I want to thank you for, you know, the whole, what exit are you from?
Sorry. I am so sorry. Also, I recorded it the other day, videoed it. I'm going to put it out there, my Jersey song, a little joke. Because, you know, we're going through a rough time, man, but we're going to make it. Mm-hmm. And where were you brought up? Were you brought up outside of Jackson, Christopher?
Yeah, in North Jersey, northwest New Jersey, up by the Butler area.
Sure.
Made our way down south over time.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we appreciate you calling in. You're welcome here anytime, my friend.
Thank you,
Christopher
Jill.
Hall. The name of the book is The Schiff Who Cried Wolf Blitzer. All the best to you and your family. Keep Jersey strong there, Christopher. God bless and thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
okay,
Jill.
Man. Take
thank
care.
You.
The Schiff Who Cried Wolf Blitzer. I just like saying that. 9:51 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame. She's been with us all morning long checking traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. I want to give a shout out to my sister, Deanie. Happy birthday, Deanie. Many more, my beautiful sister. Let's see what's happening out here, Joe, as you head over to 95. 95 southbound, slowing down by 27A into Bridgeport. It's a flipped-over vehicle. You still have a lot of emergency activity at the scene. Again, thank you to our emergency workers going to the scene of these accidents. Let's go out to 17 southbound at 46 in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. That's an accident. Two lanes blocked over there. And we're still seeing volume on the Cross Bronx westbound into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It looks like you still have this construction outbound GWB upper level. It looks like it'll be going on till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Meter rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. The BCWZ 6 and 7 Express all remain suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, rotting wood and fascia, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter, the nation's number one rated gutter protection system.
One of the things that I like the most is that I don't have to get back on the ladder anymore.
Leaf Filter starts by cleaning, sealing, and realigning your gutters. We then install our micro mesh screen over your existing gutters, which is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
Trying other products is what made us finally go to Leaf Filter.
And Leaf Filter's lifetime transferable warranty makes it an extraordinary value.
Leaf Filter is going to make my home more valuable, especially when I go to sell it.
Call 833-287-3435 or go to getleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Call 833-287-3435 or visit getleaffilter.com.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
After a cloudy, damp start, today will turn out mostly sunny and pleasant. It'll be rather breezy this afternoon and mild, high 66. Clear early tonight, then partly cloudy later tonight, low 50 in Midtown, 40 to 45 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun and remaining mild, high 63. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild with a couple of showers, high 61. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 954 right there. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. I'm going to give you a phone number. You're going to get takeout food like you never had in your life. I swear to goodness gracious. You're going to call Michael's of Brooklyn. Yes, that Michael's of Brooklyn. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And Fred is there, and Johnny's there, and Michael himself is there. And you know what? Marianne's there as well. And you know what they did during this time that we're quarantining? You're going to take out the best meal you've ever had. Check it out. They are open. Michael's of Brooklyn is open and are taking orders for pickup. This is like a special service that Fred and Johnny and Michael are doing. So here's the number, okay? At Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You're in the house. You're a little cooped up. You run out to, you make the phone call. You run out to Avenue R. Nostrand. Pick it up. You bring home the meal of a lifetime. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. That's Michael's of Brooklyn. And now you could pick up food and do a takeout order at 718-998-7851. Again, I always have to tell you, before we get out of here, if you're listening, as you do around the country, and we appreciate that so much, on AM970TheAnswer.com, check out Michael's of Brooklyn right on the shelf. Our buddy Tony, she's so cute. She texted me a picture of her shopping cart. It's got water. It's got all the things of the quarantine. And right in the middle of all this was a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. So that's what you got to do. And she's from up in Connecticut, but from you can get Michael's of Brooklyn all around the country, and we invite you to do so. In the meantime, pick up the meal of a lifetime at 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Speaking of Italian, here we go. Sing along with it, you know.
Hits your eye like a pizza pie, that's amore.
Gino Paul Crocetti.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Dean Martin with Piscopo on the radio. So Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05, and we invite you to keep that smartphone, keep that radio right where it is. Frankie Five Boroughs, amazing. Thanks for the hard work. You know, Frank and Al, you as well. Thank you so much. And Debbie as well. You know, it's like we've had this newfound responsibility as broadcasters to bring you the best, to have some laughs along the way, but to bring you folks like Newt Gingrich and Governor Tom Kaine and Bernard Kerik, you know, and Judge Jeanine and all the good folks that we had on the show this morning. Thank you, Frankie, for that. We really appreciate it. We're going to do it again tomorrow. We are here for you. We're not going anywhere. It's Holy Week. You know, keep your faith strong. We're going to get through this. God bless you. God bless your family. You know what? God bless the United States of America and everybody around the world. We got this. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. American Airlines drastically cutting service for the New York City area airports because of coronavirus. The airline says demand rapidly evaporating. American says starting tomorrow, about 90% of flights are suspended in and out of JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark airports for about a month. And this comes after United announced it's suspending nearly all flights in and out of Newark and LaGuardia. A week ago, the CDC issued a travel advisory for the tri-state area. It's possible that people in the U.S. contracted COVID-19 before the first case was reported here in January, but experts say they don't have enough information to be sure. There have been anecdotes about people coming down with symptoms similar to coronavirus in December and January. To find out for sure, scientists will eventually need to start looking at blood samples from those months. Different strains of influenza were also reaching peak intensity around that time in the U.S. And with so many people at home because of the pandemic, the Earth is quieting down. Seismologists say that there's far less ambient vibration since there are fewer cars and people rumbling around outside. The Royal Observatory in Belgium reports that the vibration has dropped as much as 30 to 50%, similar to what they expect to see on Christmas Day. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.